Well, we now return to our main story and reports that Diana, Princess of Wales, has been seriously injured in a car crash in Paris. It's reported that Princess Diana's companion, the Egyptian-born businessman Dodi Al-Fayed, who was with her in the car, was killed in the accident. Well, joining us now live from Paris is our correspondent there, Stephen Jessel. Stephen, what's the latest information that we have?
There was an accident about 2 hours ago at a bridge, near a bridge called the Pont de l'Alma, which is in the west of Paris. There's conflicting reports as to whether the accident happened on the bridge or in a tunnel near it. It's been confirmed that the princess has been seriously injured, and that one other male, a person, was killed in the crash. I can't confirm at the moment that was Dodi Al-Fayed. I've been in touch with the emergency services here. They refuse to give any details other than to confirm that there has been an accident and that it was where it happened and when it happened. There is some suggestion that the accident was caused because the princess and her companion were trying to escape from paparazzi, which is to say press photographers who were chasing them, and that in their attempt to get away from them, they were involved in this accident. We don't know what hospital at the moment the princess has been taken to, nor do we know if it's absolutely certain that the dead person was Mr. Fayed, but that is the latest at the moment.
Stephen Jessel in Paris. We return now to our main story and the news that Diana, Princess of Wales, has been seriously injured and her companion, the Egyptian-born Dodi Al-Fayed, killed in a motor accident in the French capital, Paris. Well, joining us now live on the line from Paris is our correspondent, Stephen Jessel. Stephen, do we know any more about the accident yet?
We know that the accident was caused when the princess's car, which was being driven by an employee of the Ritz Hotel, who also died in the crash, meaning that two people have died in this accident, was trying to escape the attentions of paparazzi photographers. It's not clear exactly what the circumstances were, but her car was in collision with one or more other cars shortly after midnight. Mr. Fayed died in the crash, so did the driver. A bodyguard who was also in the car was injured, as was the princess. We don't know at this stage exactly how serious her injuries are or to which hospital she's been taken, but police have confirmed the two deaths and the fact that the two other people in the car have been badly hurt.
The press in France always seems obsessed with Princess Diana and the royal family in general. Are they going to take the blame for this?
I think certainly the finger will be pointed at the paparazzi. It's not only the French press who are obsessed with Diana, of course. Italians and indeed the British newspapers are perfectly prepared to pay very large sums of money for photographs which they regard as interesting or exciting or titillating. There is an awful lot of money to be made out of pictures of the Princess of Wales. It's something that she's complained about in the past, she is regarded as fair game. It wasn't actually widely known she was in Paris. She seems to be on a private visit, staying at the Ritz Hotel, which is owned by Mr. Fayed's father, but certainly the paparazzi got wind of it and were pursuing her at the time of the accident.
Stephen Jessel in Paris, thank you.
It's been announced that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died after a car crash in Paris, in which her companion of the past few months, the Egyptian-born Dodi Al-Fayed, was also killed. The princess, the divorced wife of the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, was 36. The announcement was made by the French Interior Minister, Jean-Pierre Chevènement. The driver, said to be a security officer, was also killed, and the princess's bodyguard injured. The princess had been taken to the intensive care unit at a main Paris hospital, Pitié-Salpêtre. She died of severe chest injuries after surgery. Her pulmonary vein had been severed. The accident occurred in a road tunnel near the River Seine. Police said the princess's car crashed after being followed by press photographers on motorcycles and believe that one of them may have been responsible for the crash. The announcement of her death was made in Paris, where the British ambassador is Sir Michael Jay.
Tonight's accident is a terrible tragedy. The death of the Princess of Wales fills us all with deep shock and with deep grief. And our thoughts and our prayers are with her family and her friends, and with the family and friends of the others who died in the accident. The Queen and the Prince of Wales and the Prime Minister have been informed of the accident and of the death of the Princess of Wales. I should like to take this opportunity to thank the minister and the French authorities and the medical team here at this hospital for all they have done tonight at the time of this terrible tragedy. Thank you.
The British ambassador in Paris, Sir Michael Jay, and for news of how these developments unfolded, we're going to one of our correspondents in the French capital, Kevin Connolly.
Within minutes of the crash in a tunnel on an expressway that runs alongside the River Seine, it was clear that the situation was very grave. It was not long before confirmation came that both Dodi El-Fayed and the driver of the vehicle had died. The car, which eyewitnesses said struck a wall, was crushed, with the roof smashed down to the level of the bonnet by the violence of the impact. At the time of the accident, the car was being chased by a posse of paparazzi photographers on motorbikes. Seven of them are now being questioned by police. For some time, there was no word on the princess's condition beyond that it was serious. But gradually, a mood of shock and disbelief began to spread among those keeping a grim vigil outside the Pitié-Salpêtrière hospital, where she was undergoing emergency surgery in intensive care. The official French announcement that she was dead came less than 5 hours after the accident. Police outside the hospital are now moving crowd control barriers into place, clearly expecting that outside its gates in the hours to come will begin an international outpouring of grief. Kevin Connolly, BBC News, Paris.
It was shortly after midnight when the crash occurred, killing Princess Diana, her companion Dodi El-Fayed, and the man driving the car. A bodyguard also in the vehicle was reported to be seriously injured. The accident took place in a traffic tunnel at the Place de l'Alma. An American tourist, Mike Walker, came across the scene minutes later.
Well, we were coming from the Eiffel Tower, and we were coming down. He was coming one way, and we were coming down the hill. There was traffic. It was a little traffic, so it was going slow there because the accident had just happened. And when we got there, we seen, you know, the car had flipped over and looked like it had hit another car. Looked like it had evidently hit the wall or something. The windshield was crashed in the front. And the people were looking like that they were bewildered. They couldn't get the people out or, you know, they were dead. But they hadn't got anybody out the car yet. The people were still in the car. People were standing around the car like bewildered. People were standing around crying, you know. It was a rough accident.
Others among those on the scene were an American couple, Tom Richardson and Joanna Laus.
We were walking along the Seine River, and we heard a huge explosion. It sounded like a huge gunshot. We knew it was a screech, and then it sounded like an explosion. And after that, we heard another screech and another car explosion, and it sounded like a car crash. We ran to the scene. We went down under the bridge.
I was the first one down in the tunnel, and my girlfriend and three other tourists stopped at the entrance of the tunnel and were slowing traffic down because the traffic was going about 60 miles an hour and they were going to hit the Princess Di's car. So I and another gentleman ran into the tunnel to see if we could help anybody get out of the car.
Tom Richardson and Joanna Laus, who arrived shortly after the crash. The first reaction of the British government to Diana's death came from the British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who's on a visit to Southeast Asia. Speaking in Manila, he described his personal knowledge of the princess.
I am greatly shocked by this news. Our first thoughts must be with her children and with her family at this time of immense loss to them. I was fortunate to have the opportunity of working with the princess on an international charity work. I believe what has happened is a tragic loss at a young age of someone who'd shown great courage and commitment in drawing attention to serious issues. For the next few days, her family and the nation must have time to come to terms with their immense sadness and loss. In the longer term, serious questions will need to be asked as to whether the aggressive intrusion into her privacy has contributed to this tragedy. Thank you.
The Foreign Secretary, Robin Cook, speaking from Manila. And with me in the studio is the BBC's Nick Childs. Nick, the princess's relations with the royal family into which she married might have started off very easily, almost blissfully, but became very complex as the marriage started to disintegrate. Is there any one moment, you think, which one can say that's where it started to go wrong between her and the family?
Well, I think in terms of public perceptions, it was very much this this book about her life which came out, which it emerged was the result of briefings that the author had received from friends of the Princess of Wales, with her knowledge and her agreement, and that really started the speculation as to the health of the royal marriage. As you say, it all started off very well. In many ways, the advent of the Princess of Wales on the scene, the royal wedding and everything, was a great shot in the arm to the royal family, which had appeared to be flagging in popular terms and looked rather out of date and out of touch. And the whole Di mania for several years after that was a huge fillip to the royal family. Obviously, the controversy that surrounded the state of the marriage with Prince Charles brought new uncertainty into that, and of course subsequent to the divorce there has been a difficult formal relationship as far as the Princess of Wales was concerned. She remained a member of the royal family, but as the ex-wife of the heir to the throne, she for example gave up her title of Her Royal Highness. She gave up most royal duties, and in some ways also there was great resentment on both sides. She once publicly described the royal establishment, not necessarily particularly members of the royal family, as the enemy, and felt they were out to do her down in private briefings and so on. So that was always very difficult. The marriage itself obviously was very difficult, and yet in public appearances, even since the divorce, the relationship between her and Prince Charles has at least appeared to be cordial, partly because of the great unifying influence of the two children.
It would obviously have been more convenient, to put it that way, for the government, for the royal family, had the marriage been a success. Of course, it wasn't. Do you imagine that Parliament, government, royal family were all frankly horrified as it became clear that this marriage was heading for the divorce courts?
Yes, I think because of the, if you like, the very public nature of it, there was great concern as to what it would mean for the institution as a whole, which was going through changes, and it was in changing times. Of course, we've had royal crises in the past. There was the abdication back just before the Second World War, but it wasn't carried out with the same intense public scrutiny that the relationship between the Prince of Wales and the Princess of Wales was. The unremitting day-to-day revelations and speculation, and I think there was great concern as to just what that would mean in terms of the long-term health of the institution of the royal family.
Nick, for the moment, thank you. And to repeat the news, Diana, Princess of Wales, has died after a car crash in Paris in which her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed, was also killed. The princess, the divorced wife of the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, was 36.